this truth of the head. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob in your life.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyard, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. You see those spies, those 10 spies? Look at them go. Where are they? They're gone already? I mean, we just arrested 10 Russian spies, and before it even sinks into the national conscience that we've got these spies, they're gone. Obama and Hillary Clinton gave them back to Moscow, and we'll get to that story in a little bit. It's really a crack-up. Now, I'm sure it has nothing to do with the fact that they were approaching, they were targeting a friend of Hillary Rodham Clinton, a key Democratic Party financier. And so rather than go down that path, they just got rid of the spies. So there's no trial and that's it. I remember when we filed a complaint, we being our friends here, Bob and you're alive, we filed a complaint with the FEC, the Federal Election Commission, because federal campaign law says that foreign nationals cannot be involved in raising funds for U.S. elections. And so Elton John has the brainstorm, an idea to headline a fundraiser for Hillary Clinton, and he did it in New York City. And it's just a blatant violation of federal campaign finance law. And so we filed a complaint, and the FEC did investigate, and they sent us a nice letter saying, oh, everything was fine, of course, right? So anyway, the spies that we don't even really quite remember we arrested are already gone. We'll talk about that. Remember Bart Stupak, the fraud pro-lifer, the Democrat fraud pro-lifer, who true pro-lifers always knew was a fraud, but he was a favorite of National Right to Life affiliate in Michigan, Michigan Right to Life. They supported him for years. And so he said, well, I'm not going to support Obama's health care plan. He was a key vote. I'm not going to vote for it unless they make sure that there'll be no abortion funding. And then he ended up voting for it, saying, well, I got a promise. Well, Obama issued an executive order, which was meaningless in the light that Bart Stupak, he had just voted for Obama's health care reform package that funds abortion. So that trumps the lie that Obama told him. So now the news is out that under Obama's health care reform package, the federal government gave $160 million to Pennsylvania to set up an insurance pool to cover any abortion in the state as long as it complies with state law. So how long did that take before Bart Stupak was showed to be the fool that all true pro-lifers knew he has been all this time? And, you know, maybe what we'll do is we'll also look at Arlen Specter from Pennsylvania, because he's from that state. And on ProLifeProfiles.com, the profile of National Right to Life, exposing how incompetent they are, how politically naive they are. There's one bullet in the profile about Bart Stupak, and there's another bullet about Arlen Specter. And you see, it's titled Anatomy of a Pro-Choice National Right to Life Candidate, Arlen Specter, and then the Anatomy of a National Right to Life State Chapter Candidate, Bart Stupak. And they're both so interesting to show how politically naive National Right to Life has been with hundreds of millions of dollars of hard-earned money pro-lifers have given, trusting them. CNN fires their senior editor of Middle East Affairs because she said she was sad to hear the death of a Hezbollah terrorist and she had respect for him, and they fired her, and that's shocking. Boy, that's a good sign that CNN would fire her. That's a good sign. That's an interesting story. And then we have my nephew, Brian Enyart, my nephew's T-shirt that says, guns don't kill people, dads with pretty daughters do. And that T-shirt should be online. Getty Images should get a picture of Brian's T-shirt. because the story in California that we've hardly mentioned on the show about the dad who was angry at his 17-year-old daughter's 23-year-old boyfriend who sent a naked photo to his daughter. This guy got so angry, he tased the guy, and that's the least of it. We'll get to that story, too. But first this, 4 years before Wikipedia was launched, today, what you're about to hear from the Bob Benyert Live Archives was aired 4 years before Wikipedia, back in 1997, on Bob Benyert Live. And in fact, the TV classics, we are on the air on a relatively small station on TV. On radio, we're on the 50,000 watt AM 670 KLTT right here, low on the dial. It's an extraordinary opportunity to reach many thousands of people and the internet via kgov.com. But we're also on TV out of Aurora on channel 23. You could find out more about that. Go to our website, kgov.com, click on affiliates, and you'll see all the ways you can get watch Bob Benyert Live, the radio program, the TV program. You could get the TV show on DVD, the BEL Televised Classics. So you could watch the show one way or another, or listen to the show. We're putting up another 4 years of archives. This month, the archives have been going up, and we should release those soon, of the Bob Benyert Live radio shows going way back. So we'll have so much material, and gradually it's searchable by Google. That's pretty cool. Bob Benyert Live, we launched our website back in 1997, NYART.com, which is also kgov.com, same site, kgov.com. But kgov is four letters. It sounds like the call letters of a radio station. So a four-letter domain name is extremely hard to get. Extremely hard to get. Extremely expensive. So we're thrilled to have kgov.com. And so you could go to kgov.com, click on affiliates, find out where the TV show airs here in the Denver metro area, how to watch it, and all the ways to listen or watch. But we're going back to 1997. Oh, by the way, that was also the year that Theology Online was launched. Awesome year for the Denver Christian community, pro-life community. Well, in our archives, I had John Mangopoulos from Lansing, Michigan, in studio, and he shared with us, we were on for an hour, of course, and he shared with us, and we just have a minute or so, of him talking about Dr. Mengele. You know that name? Josef Mengele, the German euthanasia eugenics guy who was a brutally wicked murderer. And we have a dear friend of this show. She's a medical ethicist from Georgetown University, Dr. Diane Irving, and she wrote a phenomenal article called Mengele and Me. If you haven't read that, you'll want to read it. It's at AmericanRightToLife.org. But Mengele, the butcher, the German butcher, promoting Darwinism and eugenics, and remember the friendship between Planned Parenthood and the German eugenics movement, and that came over to America. We forced sterilized 60,000 Americans before we stopped and all that. Well, anyway, John Mangopoulos points out in his, he had a newspaper at the time, The Unreported News, that Mengele went to South America after the war. He escaped and he became an abortionist. And so that's not a surprise to those of us who understand the spiritual battle, what's at stake behind the culture war. So he was a murderer, so he had to earn money, so he continued his trade, murdering unborn children as an abortionist. And so I want to go back and listen to this brief audio with John Mangopoulos on Bob Benyert Live back. This is 4 years before Wikipedia, back when you actually had to work to do research on Bob Benyert Live.
Now, you mentioned, you know, that I published The Unreported News, which is true. Now, yeah. This is a newspaper, Bob, that gives you information that the establishment media either does not report or misreports. through false information and other inaccuracies, shall
right.
we say.
Right.
So, you know, one of the things that you'll never learn if you read an establishment paper, but you will learn things like this if you read the unreported news. Mm-hmm. Let me give you a little test here. You remember the Nazi regime, how they had some diabolical, despicable doctors that did experiments on human beings?
Yeah.
You know, by the way, not all that much unlike the experiments that are done on unborn children in America that Bob Dole and Bill Clinton have supported.
Right, like Dr. Mengele, for example.
Dr. Mengele.
And Bob Dole. Right?
Now, do you know what happened when the Third Reich fell? Do you know what happened to Dr. Mengele?
When? Yes, but go ahead. You
okay.
tell the audience.
Well, okay, this was in the unreported news, and in fact, I might have even been the one who mentioned it to you mm-hmm. a few weeks ago. After the Third Reich fell, he hightailed it out of Germany.
That's right.
Found his way over to Argentina. You know, the new mm-hmm. Argentina, all that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And he needed a way to make a living. And so what did he do? He picked up right where he left off, and abortions were illegal in Argentina at the time. What did the Nazi Dr. Mengele do in Argentina? He committed abortions for women against unborn children in Argentina, picked up right where he left off.
Right,
what does
exactly.
that tell you about abortionists? What does that tell you about the movement?
Yeah,
they're murderers.
He didn't become an ophthalmologist.
John Mangopoulos is just so brilliant, so quick, so fun. In fact, we have a number of programs with John and I on for a whole hour. And they're really fascinating. The battle of ideas. And we've got, I think, five of those. We've got five of those. You could get them by calling us 800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278 on DVD. And if you subscribe to our Bob and Yart Live televised classics, John comes on the show every so often. That's when our studio was at Notre Dame, or right down the street from Notre Dame in South Bend, Indiana. And that's where I wrote a couple of my books at the Notre Dame Library. Really had a great time there. But a liberal campus, horrendous, pro-abortion, pro-homosexual, you know, the whole bit. But anyway, I personally had a great time there. And when John would come down, when he'd be able to come from Lansing to South Bend, Indiana, we did shows together. And they're just tremendous. And you get them if you subscribe to the BEL Televised Classics. You'll get those along with all the other really fun and educational programs we did. And I think you could get them. You could get four shows a month mailed to you automatically, DVDs in the mail. Or you can get eight shows a month or 12, depending on your level of consumption of fine Christian, intellectual, and entertaining programming. So four shows a month, eight or 12. Some people like to watch a show with breakfast, get them going in the morning, and boy, you want to talk about get your blood going in the morning. It's just fun to go back to those old shows. And as Will Duffy has put together the program whereby they take the old studio tapes, the beta tapes, and they used to use the three-quarter tapes. Are there any more three-quarter tapes to go? No, they're all done. They're up to beta tapes now, and transferring them to DVD. And as that's going on, sometimes all the time, we hear these clips, and we think, boy, that we got to share that with the audience again. So Mengele went to South America and went full-time in the abortion industry. And notice how John said he committed abortions in Argentina. That's the right way to speak. He didn't perform abortions. He committed abortions. You don't perform a murder. You commit a murder. You don't perform a rape. You commit a rape. So that was great. When he almost broke into song with the new Argentina, I think back then I remember... Let's see, I remember my wife and I going to Broadway and seeing Evita. Now, that's going back in my memory, but Evita, Don't Cry for Me, Argentina, and that's a movie now out. But I'm sure that's what John was singing from that Broadway play. Okay, now let's address some of these stories I had mentioned. So this is just out from CNS News, Cyber News Service, major news source. If you want proof, okay, here's the headline. Obama administration approves first direct taxpayer funding of abortion. Right, that's the headline out today, July 14th, 2010, by Susan Jones. If you want proof that President Obama's executive order, that's when he lied to Bart Stupak, saying, oh, don't worry, Bart, we won't pay for abortion with this health care reform. Don't worry, just vote for it. I give you my word, Bart, we will not pay for abortion. Now, let me tell you the difference between Barack Obama and Mitt Romney. Barack Obama had the decency to lie about it. Mitt Romney didn't even lie about it. Mitt Romney, Romney Care in Massachusetts, when they pay for late-term abortion, abortion on demand, any old abortion with tax-funded dollars by Mitt Romney's health care reform in Massachusetts, which is awfully similar to Barack Obama's health care reform. And when Mitt Romney was asked on national news, what he was criticizing Barack Obama for his health care plan, and he was asked, well, isn't your health care plan almost identical? And Mitt Romney said, oh, yeah, but mine was at the state level. Oh, so I see. So state socialism is okay. We must be statists. So state socialism and state tax-funded child murder is okay. Of course it is to Mitt Romney. But Romney never promised that his health care plan would not fund abortion. So that's because the pro-lifers in Massachusetts, many of them are losers. And they take a pro-abort, pro-homosexual marriage, liberal socialist like Mitt Romney, and they support him because he gave them some money. Well, they supported him after they opposed him. How'd that go? They opposed him, he gave him some money, they supported him. I think that's how it worked. As with much of the pro-life industry around the country. They opposed him until he gave him some money, then they supported him. And he funded abortion on demand, late-term abortion on demand in Massachusetts, any-term abortion on demand in Massachusetts, 2 years after his fraudulent pro-life conversion, which he did just to lie to pro-life Christians because they're so gullible, because National Right to Life always believes the child killers when they come to them and say, we want your money, we want your vote, we want your endorsement. And we really don't like abortion personally. Oh, I'm so personally against abortion. And pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Don't pay attention to anything I do. Just pay attention to the promises I give you. And National Right to Life, you should read about it on ProLifeProfiles.com. It'll turn your stomach, but it's an education. So CNS News says, if you want proof that President Obama's executive order that he gave to Bart Stupak on behalf of Bart Stupak, that his health care reform would not pay for abortion, if you want proof that it was a sham, look no further than Pennsylvania. Turns out that the Health and Human Services Department is giving Pennsylvania $160 million to set up an insurance pool that will cover any abortion that is legal in the state. So Bart Stupak is an idiot, right? He's a pro-abort. He's a fraud. And Michigan Right to Life, which is a cash cow from Christians who've been duped by them, Michigan Right to Life has long been a supporter of Bart Stupak, even though the personhood pro-lifers in Michigan have tried to expose Bart Stupak and Michigan Right to Life for many years. And Barb Listing, who is the president of Michigan Right to Life, who makes a good salary and promotes pro-choice Republicans and pro-choice Democrats like Bart Stupak. So, by the way, let me share this with you. Since this is happening in Pennsylvania, and that's Arlen Specter, right? U.S. Senator Arlen Specter. Here's from ProLifeProfiles.com, Anatomy of a Pro-Choice National Right to Life Candidate. Arlen Specter is an example of the fruit of National Right to Life. pro-lifers around the country have been emailing documentation of National Right to Life's endorsement of pro-abortion candidates to American Right to Life. So American Right to Life is beginning to publish this information. In one case, in one tragic case, pro-lifers give their hard-earned money and National Right to Life uses it to campaign for Pennsylvania's Arlen Specter. Right now, the Bible says, can a man take fire into his bosom and not be burned? You think National Right to Life was burned by Arlen Specter? Well, their political calculations backfired, and that is summed up by this headline from 2008. Republican Senator Specter endorses Barack Obama. How's that? Well, you know, we got to support him because he's pro-life at heart. You know, he used to be a Democrat. That's true. He used to be a Democrat. And now, hey, he switched to Republicans, and we really think he's pro-life at heart. And all the true pro-lifers are saying, you guys are just political harlots. You take money and you promote people who have a good chance at power because you want a seat at the table. You're political harlots and you're naive, Wanda Franz, president of National Right to Life. So here's this headline, 2008, Republican Senator Specter endorses Barack Obama. A year later, Arlen Specter switched party affiliation to return to his Democratic roots so he could give the Democratic Party a supermajority in the Senate. How's that? Jesus said, you will know them by their fruit. And everyone can see the specter of National Right to Life's influence. Moral relativism cannot be controlled. When National Right to Life endorses child-killing policies, even church leaders get confused, and the paramount moral issue is relegated to a second-tier negotiable calculation. Eventually, the confusion that flows from National Right to Life leads millions of otherwise pro-life churchgoers to decide for themselves which pro-choice politicians that they're going to support. And so 42% of all born-again adults voted for Barack Obama. We've got four footnotes to document that. If National Right to Life can elect pro-aborts out of misguided calculations, then so can the church-going masses. Wow. And so, by the way, when National Right to Life, the claim here is made at ProLifeProfiles.com that in a single year, National Right to Life spent more than $12,000 campaigning for Arlen Specter. So if you click on the footnote there, guess what you find? You find National Right to Life's tax returns. And you see the itemized expenditure of over $12,000 spent to elect Arlen Specter, who Republican Senator Specter endorses Barack Obama, switches parties back to his Democratic roots to give Obama a supermajority in the Senate. How's that for National Right to Life's fruit? And then the very next bullet, I tell you, if you read the National Right to Life pro-life profile, it will absolutely stun you, and you will get a 20-year education in a half hour. In a half hour, you'll learn what it's taken thousands of pro-life activists to learn in 20 years. The next bullet, anatomy of a National Right to Life state chapter candidate, Bart Stupak. An exception, which is a euphemism for a child intentionally killed, is a window to the soul. Right to Life of Michigan is a good example of state chapters who, with National Right to Life's complicity, endorse politicians who promote exceptions and worse. National Right to Life's Michigan chapter has long endorsed candidates like Dale Kildee and Bart Stupak. And since exceptions are a window to the soul, it was not a surprise to astute observers, but an expectation that Bart Stupak would betray children and the pro-life movement by voting for Barack Obama's largely socialist health care reform, which is rather similar to Mitt Romney's health care reform. and there's a footnote there to document that. By which, by the way, National Right to Life friend Romney authorized funding for even late-term abortion on demand. Stupak, of course, voted for Obama's health care takeover, even with its funding of the intentional killing of countless innocent children codified into the law itself. And now we have this, which was predicted widely by true pro-lifers, that Bart Stupak is the enemy. And National Right to Life and their state affiliates are politically naive. And Wanda Franz, president of National Right to Life, this year, you know what she wrote? She wrote, well, look, it's hard to pass amendments, personhood amendments. So we think that getting the court to reverse itself is a much more doable thing. So that's what we're working on. And she had the nerve not to admit that American Right to Life offered her $10,000 to name one pro-life justice, just one, on the U.S. Supreme Court. Name one. You could see the check on the internet. You could see the check. Just go to prolifeprofiles.com, click on National Right to Life, Wanda Franz. You'll see her picture. You could decide if our artist did a good job or not drawing her profile, the sketch. Every leader that we profile, you see a sketch. So did the artist do a good job sketching her, her profile, though? And then you'll see right there, you'll see the check we wrote, $10,000 to National Right to Life. I say we, I'm a spokesman for American Right to Life, to name a single pro-life justice, just one, who's ever written in any opinion, even in a dissent, that an unborn child has a right to life. Ever. That an unborn child is a person and should be protected. Ever. Not one ever. They say the opposite. So, pretty interesting stuff. So we'll have to add this now to the National Right to Life profile, because our bullet about Bart Stupak being deceived, that was written before this story that the federal government under Barack Obama's health care reform is giving $160 million to kill Pennsylvania children. That was written before that. Well, how could you write the news before it happens? Well, if you're wise, if you read God's word, if you're an astute observer of the world around you, then you're able to discern liars and frauds, charlatans, wolves in sheep's clothing, and believe me, they're all around us. So check out prolifeprofiles.com. Thank you, John Mangopoulos, for joining us on today's show. And our website is kgov.com. And remember, mycampaigntracker.org, just a stunning new technology to fight for personhood.